Green.
Green. Keep that red.
Haha! Come on, Charlotte. I want a glowing.
But if you did green, you could have Slytherin colors.
No! Give me my red back!
Andrew. Okay.
Wait, then.
Yeah.
Can I have your green? Wait.
No, you may not.
Hello, everyone. And introducing...
Charlotte, come on.
Introducing! We're not cleaning that up. We're waiting.
We're just...
Come on.
We're waiting.
I'm sorry, I grabbed it from the wrong end.
Six.
Introducing... Andrew.
Andrew.
I have left.
Charlotte.
I have dice in my lap.
Emma. Yep. And everybody... And we're
the game has started without any interruption.
No interruptions whatsoever. Oh, there's a gold die.
Come on, Charlotte.
There's a gold one. Oh, yeah, well, I'm having this five dice.
Don't dare steal it.
I want to have all dice of one color.
No.
So how about you trade like the orange one so you can have all of like.
What colors do you have?
I like mine. Don't mess with it.
I have blue, green, and orange.
I like my dye. What colors do you have? Mess with them.
You want to take my
blue?
I'll
take your purple. Oh.
Take both my purples.
All right. Does
can
anybody
I have blue and green? Oh, thank you.
Does anybody have another purple dye?
Yeah. Oh no.
Anyway, it's not important. Let's just
So just give it. Everybody gets to give a description of their role in this game. Andrew.
I am doing my character name.
Yeah, your character name.
My character name is Andreas Salas.
Salad?
No!
The non-sequiturs in this game are going to be hilarious. We're all exhausted.
Salas.
I know.
It's Greek.
What type of character is you?
I am a teacher of... linguistics and psychology.
You? Well, introduce your character and introduce yourself.
My character is Rose Oswald. She's a survivalist who likes to press buttons.
Yep, Mrs. Curious.
That's your
introduce yourself.
My character is Daniel Smith, and he is a spy / thief.
And I am the DM, and this shan't be a murder session.
Yay. Hopefully.
Fun.
Hopefully.
Hopefully not. So, we start with Faniel and Rose staying up late in their room at the temple. It's been a few days. Liza and Joshua have both went back to
my uncle's house.
Yeah. And Mr. What's your... I don't remember your name.
Salas. Andreas Salas.
Mr. Salas, or Professor Salas, is wandering around the halls because he is an insomniac, and currently he is exhausted but can't sleep. He wanders past the room and hears whispering and talking, So now you guys need to have a conversation. So what are you all talking about? What are you actually talking about?
So my uncle's really sleep. What? Really sick, not sleep. That's not what
you said. You're hearing this through the door.
Sorry, my uncle's really sick.
Knock on the table once.
Salmonella.
Once you come in.
No, he has a healer with him because Joshua's kind of. He knows herbs.
He has my sister. My sister's okay with stuff.
Well, she's good. I don't remember what we did last time. What happened a few days ago? I have a very short-term memory. I'm sorry. I don't remember what happened. You forgot to give us a recap.
There's a person at the door.
You can't come in.
Do you?
Sorry. That's really creepy.
Do you answer?
No.
I open the door and
we locked the door before.
Yeah,
you could
open. Door's locked. You
have a paranoid thief and a survivalist. We didn't leave the door unlocked.
Come on. I'm paranoid. I don't know who's at the door. He's going to kill
put
us.
The bat.
It's going to happen one day.
Don't touch my dice.
What do you do because no one answers?
Go away.
You can yell in. You can talk in.
This
we
is
turn
me
off
talking.
The lights and.
Go
close
away!
The blinds and go hide in the corner.
This is what we were always taught to do when someone tried to break into our room.
He's not trying to knock, wake into your room. He's just knocking.
I know, but knocking is creepy.
Who is it?
Wait. Oh.
Where is it? What did you do?
I'm in character. I'm in this.
Oh.
Of course, cool. It's him. I need to. I'll have to go answer the door.
I want to punch him.
Mr. It's Professor Salas. I think he's had a sleepless night every week for the last.
I say we he's just really leave irritating. Him out the door and
he I mean, I'm a light sleeper, so I do that all the time. So I'm not sure why this is so annoying.
It is.
You've been around me before. I don't.
Imagine a person that isn't just a light sleeper, but someone who will wander around the place and just come and knock on your door like every single week. And he's knocked on door every single time for the last
long time. Maybe he just wants to tell you something.
That's creepy. Yeah.
Well, he's bored and I'm probably his best student. I'll go answer.
Keep him locked out.
Hello.
Hello. I'm sorry to bother you, but do you have any sleeping aids that I could?
I do not have any sleep spells. I'm a cleric of fire. I'm a cleric of the war god. I don't know how to make people sleep in that way.
I sleepily hold up my sword and like, what are you doing?
Yeah, just hit him in the head with the hilt to your sword.
That doesn't
knock him out.
No, I just sort of sleepily hold it up and
You notice that. You notice her holding her sword up like.
No, but I'm sleepy and I'm still
trying to be friendly, but it's failing.
I mean, no harm. I just want a.
I take out my dagger. I'm very awake.
Aid for sleeping.
Do you know anything? Do you have any skills that would be useful? Do you think to a soothing aid?
I have my cello.
Cello? Okay.
Just
and you
serenade me to sleep.
Do you have any skills that could be useful for helping someone sleep?
I can make him some food.
Food, so you can make a soothing, a soothing herbal tea.
Sure. I sort of sheathe the broth, stand up, and I'm like, I can make me some tea. Where's the kitchen?
There is a kitchen in this room. This room.
You've said before that you're so you're gonna follow me. So you're
I'm going to make sure I stay close to you because I don't trust anyone because I'm paranoid and you're my best friend.
I don't have weapons. I'm just
You have your.
I know.
You still have your.
I'm the baby.
I'm gonna assume that
you have your hands,
Andrew. I'm the baby of our group because I'm 16 and she's 19.
I am her protector. So
she will kill you if you bother me.
I will.
I'm 30.
I know.
You're also an intellectual. While she has a sword and a dagger, and
I have a dagger. I'm not afraid to use it.
You're a third of my age.
I know,
but you're an intellectual. She is an assassin.
Two thirds of your age.
I'm an assassin spy slash.
I have several.
I'm not afraid to get my hands dirty.
I have several degrees in the fields of linguistics.
Meanwhile, I can make you an herbal tea. So
roll against cooking, plus one because it's making tea. So what did you? What was cooking plus one? What's cooking plus one?
13.
Die.
13 and you failed.
Let me try again. I burnt that much.
You didn't critically fail. You can't burn tea unless you critically
fail. No, I wave it off and I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I spilled it over actually, myself. No, you should have a minus because you're sleepy. You had a minus one then. But it still didn't critically, fail.
Okay.
But you still have a minus one.
And I'm like, okay, this is better.
You actually created tea instead of spilling the tea leaves on the ground right next to where you were trying to make the tea.
There you go, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, now go to your room.
Have a nice night.
It's a soothing herbal tea.
Sure.
Now roll against HT. Plus two to see how it helps you sleep. Well, you critically succeed, and now you're sleeping in the middle of the hallway.
We just leave him out there. I don't care.
You hear him collapse. You hear an older person collapse in the hall.
Old? I'm 30. Come on.
Older person. To her, she, you're
We're
old.
In the kitchen, right? I steal some potatoes.
You have potatoes. And Innes goes,
I get
how
potatoes.
Did your how did your tea make him pass out? How in the heck?
I'm just gonna steal some of the herbs from their kitchen. Just like a little bit. I steal a teapot, a tea kettle.
No, you don't need to steal it yet. You're still here.
I borrowed the tea kettle.
Innes goes out and goes, I don't want to leave you in the hall here because you're going to get trampled in the garden.
How tall are you, Innes?
Innes is around 6 feet and pretty strong.
Oh my gosh.
He has a strength.
I thought he was a cleric. Why is he so big?
Because.
He's a strong cleric.
I
thought he was the one of the thunder. Or was that Joshua?
Yeah, Joshua's thunder. I'm more.
Oh.
That's.
And I'm picking up, and I'm picking, I pick up,
that's so cool.
I pick up Mr. Salas and take him and put him on like a carpet in the area of the ground. I'm not putting him in our room.
That's good.
He's in the common area, not in our actual room.
I don't
room.
Trust him.
Are there any chairs in the common area or like couches?
There is a couch and you're on top of that couch.
Okay,
you're a bit tall for it.
I thought you would
though.
Just like put me on.
But it's a
like,
love seat, and you're a bit tall for it.
Laid me up against some wall.
Also, you're gonna have a terrible night's sleep, and since you stayed up late, you're going to have a reduction in
fatigue
points.
We return to our room.
Yes, I say we return to our room.
So you'll in the morning closed. You'll have -2 fatigue points.
I fall asleep really quickly.
So, okay.
I took you.
You're asleep. You're asleep, and Innes goes and lies
I'm
down.
Chilling in the
and it was
go sleep.
It was that was that all happened at 11.
Oh, I have nightmares. Does that come into play?
Oh, nightmares. What was?
Yeah.
Is it a what? Where is it?
Right there.
Oh, -5 points.
I have nightmares.
So we're gonna role play a nightmare. We're gonna roll to see if you role play a nightmare. Roll against a 12. You critically fail.
Fun.
I'm a light sleeper, so if she starts yelling, I can go and like shake her.
So this is this
wait,
happens.
Your nightmare is about me.
No.
No, it's not.
Because you saw me last night. And
you
thought that I was gonna. Kill
you wake
you.
Up. And you see. No, don't put it near there. Put it away from the microphone. It's fine when it's far away, but it's not fine when it's right next to it and it's painful on the ear.
Okay. What's
don't do that.
About?
So, you wake up. There's a knock on the door. What do you do?
I leave it.
You can't.
Well,
I look through the people. Are there peoples?
There's people on your room's door.
Mm-hmm. I look through the people.
A monstrous version of him. You get to play this monstrous version of you. Comes through the door.
I'm gonna kick you.
Comes through the door wielding a large broadsword.
Wait, he comes through the door? I've not opened the door yet, though.
No, this is not the door to your room. This is a door to the apartment.
Oh, okay.
And he comes in wielding his
we
big
have an
sword. Yeah, you're in Innes' apartment. Because first time tonight you were in Joshua's
room. I thought
you were
just in his room.
His room is a main area, kitchen, and two bedrooms.
Oh, that's nice.
Well,
that's
he is one of the higher.
I thought we were in the same bedroom, though.
I thought it was like because
you were like talking
before.
In the night.
Yeah, and but this
or
is a
night.
Different night because you
no,
said
no, this is the same night where you said Innes and Eliza and or not Eliza,
yeah,
and Daniel and I were
monster.
Talking.
Yeah, but this isn't the night when. But the first night was the one where Joshua was there.
No, because he had already left with Eliza.
Yeah, so this is a few days later after
which
the
which had already said that we were talking with Innes.
Okay,
and
yeah.
Then he knocked on the door.
Yeah. Okay, I'm saying.
Okay,
but so he so what do you so. You're a monster, and pretty much in to her. Currently, you're pretty much trying to kill her.
Kill me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kill you. And
well, okay. I'm not that.
I've come to kill you.
If you
want
to realize
God.
It's a dream, you're going to have to roll against IQ -5.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
8.
You do not know. You do not realize it's a dream. And
okay.
He comes up to you. So and attempts to slash at the door.
Okay. I go wake up.
You wake her up
and Innes in the dream too?
Rose is in the same bedroom as room. You're in the room with Innes. She's in her own room.
Okay. Wouldn't I be with her?
No, because you're a girl. You have your own room.
Wait, prop.
Both of them are like, okay.
That's not a sword.
I know.
Wield it like a sword. Wield the gun like a sword.
I'm gonna kick you.
Don't make a too loud of noise. But, and he slashes at the door again.
Okay. Could I open the door and quickly, like, run past him to wake up Rose so we could get out of there?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm gonna die. Man.
Open the door.
What is a nightmare?
So you open the door and
it's a nightmare.
As you run, he slashes at you.
Can I dodge?
Roll against dodge.
I'm the only one really getting interested in this.
Okay, yeah.
You fail. Do you retreat? That gives you a +3 and you couldn't succeed. Did you retreat?
Sure.
You retreated, and you're now stuck against the wall with the door right next to you, but he's right there.
Am I still with her?
No, you're still in the bedroom, asleep in the dream.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Oh my god.
Andrew is being a weirdo.
Okay. Can I take out my, like, shield and run
you have
right
a weapon? Your shield was on you.
Mm-hmm.
And your knife is in your other hand.
Okay.
Do you sneak? Do you go up?
Can I slash at the back of his legs?
That would give you a minus the skill, and now I have to actually use skill modifiers. This is going to be fun. I have to look at the back of the book to see what the skill modifiers for slashing at the back of leg is. Don't know what this skill modifier is.
You get behind
me.
She goes like. You're facing. He's in front of you. He's facing like. And he's, like, much bigger than he is in real life. So, to get the back of the leg, that would be a -2. Depending on which leg you want to hit. Do you want to hit the right leg or the left leg?
Can I ask what your dominant leg is?
No. You don't know.
Leg.
You are hitting the left leg. So, the left leg is a -2 to hit.
Nothing.
So, roll against it with -2. But he's a bit bigger. So but he's a giant now. So, you get... -1, so roll against knife, -1.
Where's my knife?
I've been doing this slaying motion for a little
10.
While now.
You slash at his leg. Roll damage.
What? What is it?
It's on the second sheet.
It is?
It's, but you have your damage. You have your damage.
I was looking at
that. So 1d -1 plus whatever your knife modifier is.
Well, I got a 4.
Four.
-1 is 3.
I have water in my
hand.
Plus whatever. Yeah.
Maybe you
should.
3, plus 1, impaling.
Yeah.
So, 4 -1 + 1
you
is 4. Impaling. Impaling does, I don't remember what the multiplier for impaling is. This is one of the more complicated parts of this game.
Am I the only one getting invested in this
game?
Generally,
you don't physically.
Yeah, this isn't LARPing. We're not LARPing here.
Yeah, well, I am.
Verbal role-playing? Like...
I don't... Okay, whatever. I'm gonna have to go to the actual...
Generally not, like... Because I've stabbed... I've done some crazy martial arts.
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
Because I was a monk. And it's like, I could not do that in real life. It is cool.
I
want to
play
D&D. The gun? No.
Oh.
D&D. No,
it's
not very cool. The gun's not
cool. You're not cool.
I know I'm not cool.
Charlotte is very much cool. And
yeah, this
don't
is
tell
very
her
fun.
Otherwise.
No, I should have done that myself.
Do you think, Emma, do you think that...
Oh,
like,
multiplying the damage by 2. 8 damage. 8. And that is over half his health. So you succeed in majorly wounding his leg. And
yes.
He collapses.
Awesome.
On top of you.
What? Can I run away?
You can roll to dodge, or you could try to block it with your shield. But blocking, you'd have a your strength. You are not strong enough to resist his weight, so you'd have a -2 to you'd have a -3 to block. But dodging, so, you could dodge and retreat.
I'm gonna roll against dodge.
So roll against the 12.
Hey,
roll.
Are there
11, you barely succeed in dodging. He lands on top of your foot.
There are.
On my foot.
But he's still awake, and so he still continues. He continues to try to slash at you, even though he's down.
Oh my god.
Ugh.
Can I pull my foot out from under him?
Yes.
I mean, it's just my foot.
Yeah, you can pull out. Roll. You can roll to dodge again.
Andrew, 4.
Roll to dodge, and you get a +...
Yeah.
14, you 14. Fail. You fail, and he slashes and hits you. And barely hits your leg. He slashes and hits your leg.
I thought you were trying not to die.
We're gonna roll. He rolls.
I was just trying to get to you so I could protect you.
Well, he's only going after you.
He succeeds in majorly wounding your leg.
Are these my dice?
Your legs are now incapacitated.
Okay, army crawl?
Yeah.
Haha.
You army crawl away. Okay. And as you go, you fade and you're now awake, breathing heavily, and you're feeling very stressed.
Okay.
That was a fun dream.
I was crawling during the dream.
And now,
I wake up?
Roll against perception. I'm gonna roll against her perception. No, I'm rolling. I can roll for you. It's a secret roll. You can't know about the result.
I don't trust you.
Whoa, I'm getting like low rolls.
I will roll for myself. Thank
you. Yeah, you
very
want
much.
Roll low.
1, 3.
Roll
5, 6, 1. Okay, maybe that's not so.
Do you critically succeed at waking up? You snap awake. You know that it's her, and him, and she, and he has had a nightmare. Now, do you go to him?
I go to him.
You go to him and now you're comforting him.
Yeah.
And then.
What was the nightmare about?
Now tell.
I don't want to talk about it. It was about that creepy dude from earlier. I told you.
Let's roll against.
He just had a bad nightmare about him. He seemed like a nerdy guy. I don't think it'd be very harmful.
You never know.
I mean, he's skinny and tall.
You can't base your opinion of somebody on what they did in a dream.
Her thing
that
is
happened in your head.
She's very.
You fall. You both fall asleep as you comfort each other. As you both fall asleep on the bed,
cool,
collapsing. So.